something like that. Or it might even have a spout on it, you know, to pour liquid out of it.
That's a kettle. We call them kettles. Don't you know them?
You mean made out of iron?
Yeah.
It's kettle is what we always call
kettle.
It.
That's smaller than a washcloth.
We have one down there, though. It's made out of aluminum or something, I think. Mm-hmm. We did have one, kind of thing. We used to have an iron kettle, but it had a hole in something that it hadn't fixed.
And then there's an old syrup kettle, too. They call it a kettle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that still smaller than a wash pot?
No, it's a big thing where you cook syrup in.
Oh, yeah. Just as big as a wash pot.
That wide across.
Goodness.
And it's just around like this.
Mm-hmm. That is a big one.
This, I don't know if you've seen one.
I don't think I've seen a syrup kettle.
We used to have one way back years ago.
Mm-hmm. About on evaporator.
But they're about that deep.
About 2-3 feet?
About a foot, about 2 feet deep. Mm-hmm. And they built it like this.
Mm. I'd like to see one.
Had them put on a brick furnace here where you slide the wood in under, you know, build it. And where the brick goes back here, and then brick comes in around. And put the wood in that square place about that big right under your under. Boys, put cane juice in there and boil it till it makes syrup.
You sound like you've done that before, haven't you? I was talking to a fellow in New Brockton a week or so ago, and he made syrup. He gave me some. Boy, that stuff was good.
He had no evaporator though, didn't he?
I don't know. He must have.
That's what everybody using now. They don't. I don't know when anybody ever did use an old kettle to make syrup.
Yeah.
They got a. And think about 3.5 feet wide. As long as you get the room over there, they make syrup in now. We used to have one of them. Syrup pan or evaporator. Evaporator is what most of them call them.
What would you call this thing, a container that you might put cut flowers in and put them up on the mantle or something like that? What would you call that container?
What would you call them, you know?
You mean, you're speaking of these hanging baskets?
Well, not really. If you just had some flowers out in your garden and you cut some of them, you might want to take some and put them inside one of these containers and put
vase.
Them on.
Vase?
Oh, yeah,
vase.
If it's a vase, you heard people talk about flower pots. Is that the same thing as a flower pot?
Well, a flower pot's more book, I mean.
Yeah.
The larger round.
Vase, they can be that big around or any size most.
Would you say a vase is a little bit more fancy than a flower pot?
Yes.
That's right.
What about some of the eating utensils that you would have on your table when you eat a meal? You'd have a, to eat with, you'd have a...
Your forks and knives,
forks,
spoons.
Knives and
spoons. Cups and saucers, plates, bowls.
And after
pitchers and all that kind of stuff.
And after you eat, what do you do with the dishes? You say you have to go
wash
the dishes.
Yeah. That little cabin I have.
And when you get through washing the dishes, in order to get the soap off of them, you have to
rinse them.
What do you call, talking about washing dishes? What do you call that cloth or rag that you use when you wash the dishes?
Drying rag.
Dish towel.
Oh, with dish rag.
Dish rag.
And you call the one that you dry off with the drying rag.
Dish towel.
Drying towel, whatever.
What do you call that little square piece of cloth that you use to bathe your face when you take a bath?
Washcloth.
It's a washcloth?
Bath cloth.
Bath cloth, either. Bath cloth, I reckon it'd be more.
What about the big one that you use to dry off?
Towel.
That's the towel. What about if you went in the kitchen to get some water, what do you call that thing over the sink that the water comes out of?
You mean the faucet?
That's the faucet. Now, if that's out in the yard, what do you call it?
Well, that's faucet or spigot, either one.
Spigot. You spigot.
And, you know, you've probably seen some of these portable water containers that people use out on the highway when they work.